can come, don't worry. Right across, you'll see there's a den there, and I'm going to go and get the little treasure here in a moment.
It's a quiet year without tourists at the Crucial Wildlife Center at Mosquito Lake, except for vocalizations from some Arctic foxes. But usually there would be a couple busloads of tourists at the center to learn about the wolves, foxes, wolverines, and bears that live here. COVID-19 meant operator Steve Crucial had to cancel the tours that bring up to 10,000 visitors a year to his center. But he has a new resident to keep him busy. Ten-week-old Luna, a wolf pup descended from a wild Alaska pack, is chewing on a small vole. Crucial caught it for her. She eats about 2 pounds of meat like this a day. She's sandy-colored with an awkward puppy sway in her step. And Crucial says she's a rare breed.
Very few real wolves in the wild anymore, North America especially. Nobody sees them. So when you go to a zoo and they say, here's a wolf, you can't be sure that that is a true wolf. It's probably got a little bit of dog in it.
There's no dog in Luna. And that pure wild wolf bloodline is something that Crucial wants to preserve. He says her parents were taken out of the wild for research near Utqiagvik. She was born to those research wolves in captivity in the lower 48. Luna is wearing a black nylon collar today because she's outside of the large, verdant enclosures that house the animals at the Wildlife Center.
Now, when I'm working with wolves, I always exaggerate all my motions. You know, my hand is going like this, in these circular motions like this. And that, to the wolf's mind, is a tail wagging.
Crucial speaks to Luna in a high-pitched voice and makes enthusiastic sounds that don't make much sense to most humans, but do engage the young wolf. Crucial has a lifetime of doing this work.
I've been working with wolves basically since I was in diapers. I grew up on a farm with my folks and grandparents bringing in orphan animals from Alaska and northern Canada, so I grew up with wolves and bears and all that sort of thing.
But he isn't the only human who spends time with Luna. Haines residents Dave and Charlotte Olrud visit the center weekly to interact with the pup. They're among a number of locals who visit her. Crucial says that's by design.
Giving her this bonding with human beings, like with Dave, like this, is going to probably double her lifespan. If you look it up, wolves in the wild live 5 or 6 years in captivity, 15 years or more.
Dave Olrud is feeding Luna today.
Oh.
He laughs as she takes a vole he offers her. He says the education work the center does with animals like Luna is crucial as increasing numbers of humans lose direct contact to the natural world.
I believe in nature, and if man believes in nature, we can survive. But if man doesn't believe in nature, we're going to have trouble. And right now, I think we're approaching that period of time of trouble.
No, you can't keep that.
Luna's comfortable enough to give my microphone a sniff and an exploratory chomp. And that ease around people is key to her future. Crucial plans to use Luna as an ambassador for wild wolves elsewhere as well. She'll join him at visits to schools and foundations once he gets permits from the state for her to leave the center. That's among many items on his to-do list. Film crews had just left the center after working on educational material with Crucial and the animals. He said, despite the economic downturn, the animals will be fine. Even if it means he's added expert vole hunter to his resume. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.